Okay, today is Daf Lamed. We'll just go back to Chav Tes Lamed Beis, and we'll just go back to the Gemara. It's like a minute. No. Just to refresh ourselves, and here we go. So it says Kapasik Vatani. The Mishnah said that a lulav that's stolen or dried out is pasul. Lo shno yontif rishon, lo shno yontif sheni. It doesn't matter if it's the first day, it includes the first 2 days, or the rest of yontif. Bishlama yavesh. I understand yavesh hadar beinan. It requires hadar veleka. Elagazel bishlama yontif rishon dichsev lachem mishal lachem. Eliyontif sheni. Am I low? Why not? And then we said, Tosfos explain what would be the difference between something being why some of these psulim the whole yontif and some not. Okay. I'm Rav Yochanan, Mishum Shem Ben Yechai, Mishum Tehavelei Mitzvah Baba Avera. It's a Mitzvah Baba Avera. What does it mean, a Mitzvah Baba Avera? Says Tosvos. Let's do the Tosvos, top Tosvos. Mishum Tehavelei Mitzvah Baba Avera. V'hadetanya lekaman b'perek lola v'arava. We're going to say later on, Lochem Misha Lochem. It has to be yours. Lahoti et ha-sha'ul the et ha-gazel, that comes to exclude, you can't even borrow a lulav. Forget to steal one, you can't even borrow one. Right? Shal itzricha, that really only comes to tell you borrowed. Why? Because b'dimalav lochem nafkalan gazel mishum dahavi mit mishum de mitzvah baba vera. Because anyway, you're not allowed to use a stolen lulav, it's a mitzvah baba vera. Af agaf dekura gabi carbon ksiv, even though that pasuk is really about a carbon, hu adin, b'chal, mitzvot, dahavi, da'araisa. Every mitzvah da'oraisa, there's such a concept called mitzvah ba'avera. It's not just karbanos, even though the pasuk we're going to bring is by karbanos. It applies to every mitzvah da'oraisa. Kedemuchach bereisha gozal kama, gabi hareisha gozal sa'ah shel chitin. Somebody steals a sa'ah of wheat, utechana, he grinds it up, va'afi bakes it, v'hishri men achala, and he mafresh chala. You hear this? Even though he stole, but he still mafresh chala.
And that's
not surprising. It's not surprising. People are firm in certain things and not firm in other things. It's not such a surprise. But the ain't zemavarech. You don't make a bracha on that. Elamanite. That's a slap in the face. That's repulsive to Hashem. No one really has any issue with that. Vim tomar. Now Tosfos asks a very interesting question. Lekamon. Vim tomar lekamon. De paslin lulav shel asherah. We're going to pass a lulav of an asherah. The Mishnah said it. Vishal ir hanidachas, and also an ir hanidachas. Why? Mishum the michtas shiureha, because it doesn't have a shear. Why doesn't it have a shear? Because it has to be fisreifa. Tepek lei mishum mitzvah baba vera. Isn't that mitzvah baba vera? And what do we need a reason about shear for? Why are you giving me new reasons? Vesu also, I'm aisharinon. The truth is that the Gemara is going to say tomorrow, or I think tomorrow, that really. An asherah would be mutter. Why? Because there's a concept called, this is a big sugi tomorrow, mitzvahs lav lahanos nitnu. So I'm not getting hanah from the avodah zarah, because it's a mitzvah. If I have a big suda, I get hanah. I'm not talking about that. I'm using it for a mitzvah. What hanah do I get? A hanah from the mitzvah? There's no such thing. But the parameters of all that, it's not so simple, but except the lav asherah to Moshe, except for Moshe Rabbeinu, because the whole thing tomorrow with bittul, you can't even bottle it, so then it's like it's yours. Okay, that's not for that. In theory, you could use an avodah zarah lulav. In theory, why? Because it's not bottle. I'm sorry, because the Jew doesn't own it. The Jew owns it. You can't be bottle. The Jew doesn't own it. And the second thing is mitzvah lav lahanos nitna. So what hanah are you getting? So why can't you use an avodah zarah lulav? Why not? So by Moshe is an exception. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos answers, tell me if this answer is a little bit hair-splitting, the lo dummy, le gezel. It's not like gezel. The machmas aveiras ha-gezel, through the act of stealing, ba ha-mitzvah shiyotibo. I acquire the mitzvah. By stealing the lulav, by doing an aveira, I am acquiring the lulav. Avohani, but by an avodah zarah or an asherah, right, or near any dachas lulav. Atu machmas avera shenasis bo mi nafik be. Am I being yotzi my mitzvah through an avera? You hear what he's saying? I stole a lulav to be mekayev it. So my avera of stealing is what enables me to do the mitzvah. That's a mitzvah of avera. Here, it's been a nir nidachas lulav for 20 years. Now I pick it up to shake it. That's considered a mitzvah of avera? Says no. Is that the
thing?
It's a coincidence. It happens to be. It's not a coincidence. No. The avera, that gives me the mitzvah.
Right, I'm saying.
You hear that? What do you think of that?
It's external to the fact. I mean, the fact that it's a share doesn't impact at all.
Correct. It doesn't impact on my mitzvah. Yeah. It's an avera. It's usur, but it's not what's giving me the mitzvah. What's giving me the mitzvah is that I bought it. Right? But here, when you steal it, that's what's giving me the mitzvah, and therefore it's mitzvah b'avera. What do you think of that?
It's wrong somewhere. Either just like, it's good, or there's something wrong with this.
With what?
A case. I
mean, what case?
The mitzvah b'avera problem over here is, it's intrinsically, once you start it, that's the foundation wrong.
You mean, by which case? By the stealing or by the avodah zarah?
Both.
That's the problem.
What you're doing is you're basically building a house, but the foundation itself is kind of weak.
Right. That's what Matthew's raising a good point. It was what Tosa saying true. It's true. Technically, it's true. There's a difference between stealing a lulav and using an avodah zarah one. There's a difference. What's the difference?
You need the avera in this situation to get.
Not you need the avera. The avera is what put the lulav in my hands. The avera put the lulav in my hands.
The difference one you are doing the avera, the other is somebody else did the avera.
That's not what Tosa says.
That's not what Tosa says.
But it's different also.
By gzela, the avera is what enables me to do the mitzvah. By avodah zarah, it's not what enables me to do the. Right. Not the avera. It's already there.
It's extrinsic.
So Mati has a very good kasha. So what? What's the whole idea of mitzvah baba avera? What's the reason behind mitzvah baba avera? The reason's going to be, what kind of thing is that? That's how you serve the king? That's how you serve God? By doing averas?
No, but it shouldn't be. That's not. I don't think that's a problem.
Well, that's what we're going to see in a minute.
One second. I think the problem with mitzvah baba avera is, you start it off, this is not how he wants to be done.
Exactly. Exactly. So what's the difference if the avera got into your hands, or the avera's older? What's the difference? That's what you're saying, right? What's the difference? Oh, it's a technicality because really the avera, you don't understand. This is a shame retreat. It's already an avera. So what? That's the kasha that you know.
I don't think we understood the way we understand that concept is that it has to come simultaneously. We always thought that.
Correct.
That, right?
Correct.
That's when they have to come simultaneously. Here, it's in most cases, it's not like that. You have the stealing first. And then you have
simultaneously is the wrong word. Why have we simultaneously?
Now
Tosas continues. Umihu yesh svarim de garcina lekaman. There are svarim that going to say later on. Amasnithin be'esrik also shalashera. My taima mishum dehave le mitzvah ba bavera. What? Why can't you use an esrik from an irni dachas or an ashera tree? And the Gemara says, it's a mitzvah ba bavera. Says Tosas, it's impossible. The girsa mishubeshesi, that's a wrong girsa. Ella. Taima mishum demichtas shirei de esrig. Nami boy shir as a egos o kibetza. Because you need a shir for an esrig too. Afal gav, damina lekamon, taima mishum de lo gamar peri. Even though we're going to say tomorrow, maybe it's because if it's so small, it's not finished. It's not really considered a pre. Mikal makom beinon deminkar lekicha, the high taima de pasin lekamon palpalin. That still has to be a shir, which is why we reject palpalin later in the parak. Okay. Now that's Tosfos' answer. That's his answer, the difference between Gzela and Irni Dachas. Then he has a question without an answer. Umihu, however, he says, I tema the prepare called Shah in Pesachim, it says like this, the Tanya Ein Yotzi de Matzah betevel. You can't use matzah with tevel. You can't be Mekayim the mitzvah of matzah on wheat that there's no Trumas and Maaser taken off. Okay? Vidar Shle Mikra. And we have a pasuk for that. Typically, Bishum the mitzvah baba vera. What do you need a pasuk for? It's a mitzvah baba vera, the ka'achal isura, benafiki de matzah. By doing an itzi, you'd be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah. Tosa, I don't have an answer for that one. Doesn't have an answer. Right? Okay. Now, so.
But by definition, the fact they didn't take ma'aser bishum doesn't allow them, doesn't facilitate the occurrence of the mitzvah.
What? Sure it does.
How?
So you're saying that the case of Tavel is like a case of Avodah Zarah?
Yeah.
Hard to say that.
Why? Well, why does you taking Trumais impact the you're doing the kind of mitzvah? You have.
I think what is the difference?
You have a pound.
One is fixable and one is
not. Exactly. A pound and a half, you have a pound and a quarter. What's the difference?
You're
still using the...
Nothing you can do get rid of that Avodah Zarah, but you can give Maisel for whatever you just had.
No, I know, who cares?
But that's a big difference.
If you're doing the mitzvah, you don't need to give truma.
I hear. Okay, now, what's the reason for mitzvah baba vera? Why is it such a concept? So, you could say it's sort of like a svara, right? It's a sort of a svara. Shenamar says, this is a pasuk in Malachi, right? You bring me the stolen ones, the lame ones, the sick ones. That's the kind of Hashem's talking. That's the kind of kabbonis you bring for me.
We can't learn this anything after the rights of. We have to learn it out from.
But where's the makar? So I said it could be a svara, right? The Gemara brings a pasuk from Malachi. Gezel dumi de piseach. Stolen is just like piseach. Ma piseach lesli takanta. A lame animal is not getting better. It's not. It can't fix itself. Av gaza lesli takanta. So too gzela. That's it. There's no end. There's no help. There's no out. There's no way to fix it. Now the Gemara says something controversial. Lo shna lefne yeyush. It doesn't make a difference if it's before yeyush, meaning the owner didn't give up. Lo shna la'acha yeyush. And it doesn't make a difference if it's after yeyush. Bishlam lefne yeyush. I understand if it's before yeyush. If it's before yeyush, I understand why you can't use it. You know why? It doesn't belong to you. The guy didn't have yeyush yet. So it doesn't belong. There's such a thing in the Torah. It's a very funny concept that a gazlin has a kinyan in the thing he stole. That doesn't exist in American law. You can't steal something and then own it. But the Torah does. You can. You can steal something and then own it. And if it's owned, it's yours. Now you owe the guy money. There's no question about that. You have to give the money back. But it's considered yours. So such a thing. So I understand if it's before yeyush, you can't steal a carbon and use it. Why? Adam kiyakriv mikem amar rachmana. Right? It's in this week's parsha. It's the second pasuk of this week's parsha. What does it mean? Adam kiyakriv mikem. You have to bring a carbon from your own stuff. You can't go to your neighbor's yard. Ooh, that's a nice. I'm going to bring a carbon from that one. You can't do that. Right? Lavdi dehu. It's not yours. Elo la'achar yeyush. But after yeyush, what's the issue? Hakaniya b'yeyush. You acquired it with yeyush. This big toast with Hakaniya b'yeyush discusses, I'm not going to do it inside because it's not easy. It's very hard. Yeyush alone? You need some other factor, such as it changed reshuses, it changed names, I did a maisa to it, I changed it. Not just yeyush alone. This Gemara seems to imply yeyush alone. I'm not getting that back.
No, it's yeyush and kinyan.
What?
It's yeyush and kinyan.
Well, yeyush, it goes hand in hand. That's the same thing. Right. Now, you need something else also?
More than kinyan?
Yeah. Like I changed it, or I changed it, the name changed.
That's a kinyan.
What?
That is a kinyan.
No, it's the second thing.
In other words, you can't have a sheep in your property, and I'm going to go, you know what? He just had yeyush about it, because I just hid it in his property.
Exactly. You need something else. Right. So that's what I'm saying. Kinyan is a separate thing. Right. Ella, yeyush, I can't be yeyush. But again, after yeyush, why can't I bring a carbon after yeyush? I stole your animal. I'm never getting that back. He's too much of a strong arm.
Tosus asked a very interesting question.
Yeah.
It says you pay 4 or 5 if you shechten the animal. If there's yeyush and you coin it, after when you shechten, it's already yours.
Correct.
Why do you have to pay 4
Correct.
Or 5?
You know what he asked that? He asks it.
Wait, Thursday's tomorrow, which is really Friday?
No. in the Tosus of Hakani be yeyush.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? It's not an easy answer. It's a whole complicated sugya. I was thinking of doing it. We're going to do the other one. It's just too hard. Anyway, why not? So again, you steal an animal. The guy says, I'm never getting that back. He's too much of a strong arm. I can't get it back. So good. I owe him the money. No question about it. So why can't I bring it for a carbon now? Why not? El alav, because, mishum, da'avali mitzvah ba'bavera. It's a mitzvah ba'bavera. Right? Even though I own it, even though the goblin owns it, he still can't. He still can't. Right?
So we learn from a svara or a pasuk in the end.
What?
So we use this pasuk. What do you use this concept for? The pasuk says that you're comparing gazelle to pesach.
Exactly. Mitzvah b'avera.
Oh. No, I don't just...
That's exactly. It's a zar. Hashem says, "You bring me the junk animals," right? So stole is also junk. Right? Lame, sick. That's what you brought me for karbanos. I don't want that. And what's on the list? A stolen one. What's wrong with a stolen one? I own it.
A lame one is not also because you.
It's an attitude problem, right? I don't want that. But it could be it has a mum, right? And what about a sickly animal?
Lame is mum.
Right. Okay. By the way, what if there would be a halacha? No. Okay, take the time. Okay. Very good? Okay. Now we're gonna bring another makar for the idea of mitzvah baba vera. Why do we need another makar? So now we're gonna bring a makar where you get no hana. Before I had hana. I'm gonna bring a car. What kind of carbon am I bringing? A shlamim. I'll get to eat some of it. So then I mitzvah baba vera. What about if I don't get any hana out of it? What if it's an ola? I don't get any hana. Still, it's such a thing. It's still a mitzvah baba vera. We mean another makar. That's what the Aruch Haner says. V'amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishmar Ben Yochai. My dichtiv. What does it mean when it says Kini Hashem, Oev Mishpat? I love justice. Sone Gezel Ba'ola. I hate Gezel when it comes to an Ola. What does that mean? I hate that. Mashal Lamelech Basav Adam. It's like a king. Shaya over Al Beis Hameches. He's crossing the bridge, right? Comes to the taxes. Amola Avadav Tenu Meches Lamosim. Pay the toll. So he tells the guy, he tells his driver, pay the toll. So Amrulo, fellow call a meches kula shalachahu. What do you mean? Why would we pay the toll? You get the toll. You get the toll money. Why are you paying? What do you have to pay the toll for? Amalahem, you're right. Mimeni yilmadu kol ovrei drachim. Right, exactly. When the people see me paying the toll, it'll give them incentive to pay the toll. V'lo yavricho atzan ameches. They're not going to try to weasel out of it. If they see me not paying, he doesn't pay. Exactly the point. Afakadosh Baruch Hu Omar. Ani Hashem, Sone Gezel Ba'ola. I hate that. Mimeni Yilmadu Banai Ve'avrichu Atzo Min HaGezel. You will learn from me that what? The whole mashal doesn't make, I don't understand it. You'll learn from me what? That I hate it and therefore you won't do it. I'm not sure how that mashal and the nitchel go hand in hand. Right? Okay. Itmar Nami, we also learned. Amar of Ami, Yavesh Pasal. Yavesh is Pasal. Why is it Pasal? Mishum She'ain Hadar. Because it's not Hadar. Gezel Pasal. Mishum Dahavile Mitzvah Baba Vera. Because it's a Mitzvah Baba Vera. Different reasons. Even though they're both get together in the Mishnah, different reasons. Upligi Derab Yitzchak. And Rabbi Yitzchak argues on this. The Amar of Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Nachmani, Amar Shmuel. It's going to be called the Upligi of Yitzchak. Really, it's Shmuel. Shmuel said, Lo Shanu El Biyamtav Rishon. That's only true on the first day. Avol biyantav sheni, but on the second day, mitoch sheyotze b'shoel, yotze nami begotel. Since after the first day, there's no more lochem, I can use a borrowed lulav, I can also use a stolen lulav. Ah, mitzvah baba vera. He doesn't hold from it after the first day. That's Shmuel's unique sheet.
No, he doesn't hold from it, period.
What?
He probably doesn't hold from it, period. Because he first day, second day, lochem,
right.
I can't hope for it only the first day. I have to hope for it either. It's still mitzvah baba vera the second and third day. You just not lachem.
Right. So the Sfasemet says like you. He says this is the same way we ended off Tosfos yesterday. After the first day, it's not a daraisa. Right. It's not a daraisa anymore. So he said the rabbanon made it ke'ein daraisa. So what are the psulim that exist? The only psalm that still exists are when it takes away the shame of the lulav of the esrog. Like if it's yavesh, right? But if it still is a shame lulav, it's okay. Even if it's stolen, even if it's borrowed, it makes no difference. What a mitzvah baba vera doesn't hold from it. Okay? Good. Okay. Okay. Masiv Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rav Nachman asked the following question. Lulav ha-gazel v'ha-yavesh pasal. There's a bright that it says, a lulav that's stolen or dried out is pasul, hashal kosher. But if it's borrowed, it's okay. So Amos, when is that? Elema biyamta frishon. If it's the first day, haksiv lachem, mishal lachem. V'hai lav didehu. You can't use a borrowed lulav on the first day. Right? You can't do that. So, ela lav yom tasheni? What are you telling me? It's the second day? V'katani gezel puzzle. So, according to Shmuel, who doesn't hold for mitzvah ba b'aveira, why is this gezel puzzle on the second day? Why? According to you, it should be okay. This bright is a kash on you. So the Gemara answers, Omar, it changes to Omar Rava, La'olam b'yom tov rishon. Really, it's on the first day. V'lomi boya ka'amar. And the bryce is written in a lomi boya fashion. Lomi boya d'shal d'la. I don't even have to tell you you can't use a borrowed lulav. Certainly not yours. Avo gazel ema stam gzela yeyush b'ayelamu. Maybe stam gzela, there's yeyush. V'kididei dummy. And it's considered his. Kamash malan. No. Shmuel had to come along and say, that I don't hold from. And therefore, it's not good. I didn't even have to mention a borrowed lulav. Right? Even though he does mention it. He doesn't mention it. He just says, what does it say? It says a gozel and a yavish is puzzle. The implication is, if it's borrowed, it's okay. Says Shmuel, no. If it's borrowed, it's not okay. Why did I mention only gozel? Because borrowed for sure is not good. I would have thought, gozel, you stole it, so then there's a yeish. And then it's okay. Kamashalon, it's not okay. Okay? Now, Omar, this is hard. Amar Lahu.
It's hard to count to that. God, I mean, God knows what's going to be in the future, obviously. He knows that hundreds of years Jews have trouble getting, obtaining a lulav on the first day, and he makes a requirement of Lachem. It's a hard work. People, the thing
with the well, you can have a matana. That's how you had towns in Europe, the whole town had one lulav.
To one that was shtick. Say, why can you borrow? I mean, you're borrowing increases achta somewhere.
What?
I'll share with you. You know, magnanimous. Now,
so I'll tell you the honest truth. I believe it's on Friday. On Friday, we're going to have a similar idea like that. What about Hadassim? The Gemara is going to say it's some very difficult requirement that Hadassim should be kosher. And then someone's going to ask, it's impossible. It's impossible to get a Hadassim like that. And what do you mean it's impossible? The Torah said you have no choice. We'll talk about that on Friday. Interesting. It's an interesting Gemara there.
You blew everything out of proportion. You only did this yesterday. During the time of the Gemara, they would have just gone to the field to get an Esther.
Exactly. By the way, the Rambam, you heard of the Rambam? You heard of the Rambam? You heard of the Rambam? You hold from him? The Rambam says that the reason why these four were picked is because they're common. Torah didn't have to go, you don't have to go to the forest and go hunting and go exploring. They're common.
You can't go five fingers without seeing the
in
rules.
In the Soviet Union, you know, they couldn't get matzahs also for Seder. So you're going to say, so how come is it?
Galus is not ideal. It's not ideal.
It's not a good thing.
It's not ideal. We've been in Galus way longer than we've been out of Galus. That's true. I don't know God's plan. Right. I don't know.
I'm just saying, a sharing is not a horrible concept. It almost right. If I share something with you,
right? I hear. So saying, why is there a requirement of lochem? Okay, I hear. Interesting.
It increases the achlan.
I hear.
If you think the asterisk is difficult, how about paradum?
Can I give you an answer?
Yeah.
Because if you rely on everybody else, you get lazy yourself. I don't have to go out to the funeral and go get one. I'm gonna go to shul and borrow his.
No, but there's no din of lochem by matzah. There's no din like that.
What are you going to do? You can't give it back.
What do you mean? You ever have to have your own matzah?
You ate it. You can't give it back.
No, beforehand. You have to have your own. You can't.
Right? This is not the matzah. This is not to buy the matzah.
It's to eat it.
To eat the matzah.
Fine, it has to be yours. It has to be yours.
But it's done.
There's no din like that.
I'm not give you a maestro piece of the matzah. Take it. I'm not giving you a kidney. Take it. But I don't make a kidney on the matzah.
But you're allowed to do that.
I know.
That's his point. That's his point.
But you can. It doesn't make a difference that way.
Sure it does.
You think it makes more of a difference that way?
Everyone has their own lulav.
Yeah.
Why? Because lochem. Does everyone have their own matzah? No. Does everyone have their own sukkah? No. Does everyone have their own shofar? No. Why? Does it lochem? Why? So why this one and not the other ones? That's a good question. That's all he's saying. I hear what he's saying. We had a shita that sukkah also you had to have your own. That was das yachid.
I can see the difference between matzah and lulav.
Every mitzvah is different, but why all of a sudden here? All of a sudden there's a din of lochem. You can't share. Okay, I hear. Amar lahu Rahuna lahane avankari. Listen to this Gemara. Rahuna says to the avankari. Who are the avankari? The avankari are merchants. They're in the bit. They're in the stewie. It's rogi stew. They're in the business of.
I threw a plug in.
Yeah, it's rogi stew. They're in the business of selling hadassim. Okay. So Amalahu Ravuna Lahanavan. So Ravuna says to these guys, listen. Kizavinsu Asam, you're gonna go down to the field, and who owns the field? A guy. Yeah. So Kizavnisu Asa Me'akum, when you go by the Hadassim from the guy, Lo Tigzizu Atun. You don't cut the Hadassim off the ground. The guy's like, okay, take what you want. Come back and we'll measure. You'll give me a price. No. Let him do it. You don't do it. Ella, rather, ligzavze inhu. Let him cut it off, v'yahavulachu, and give it to you. Let him do it. My time of why? I'll tell you why. Stam avdekachavim gazli arasaninu. Stam guy is a thief. All the Rishonim say, it's only if it's true. In other words, if he's not a thief, and if you know for sure that it's his land, and he has the chain of title going back to King Henry, whatever, then it's okay. If that's all true. But Stam, you don't know, there's a presumption that it's stolen. We're going to see that this presumption is not so strong, which is why we're going to have coolest. But a general theory is, it could be that he stole it. If he stole it, now, Vikarka ain't on Ixelis. Karka can't be stolen. Why can't Karka be stolen? Why can't Karka be stolen? It could be stolen. You could take someone's gun. You could take a gun and say, get off this land, or I'll kill you. And the guy goes living in the street, and you took over his house. That used to happen all the time. So what does it mean it can't be stolen? What it means is, we had it many times. The reason it can't be stolen is because it didn't change hands. Even though someone else is living there, it didn't change hands in a way. What?
Even with the king.
Exactly. Therefore, there's no such yeish. There's no yeish. That's what Tosfos says. Look at the Tosfos. Kolomar, ain't a kinuya legazlan. There's no kinyan. Remember we said before in Torah, there's such a concept of a kinyan of a gazlan, not by land. Why? Because ain't kinuya legazlan b'shum yeish. There's no yeish. The la'olam he b'cheskas b'ilim. Always in the chazaka of the owner, the mikroy nachlam ba'goz al basra. It's learned out of psukim, because the first perkuntris v'adin imo. Like Rashi says, he's right.
I was thinking there's a simple reason for this.
Yeah?
You can steal an animal, you can kill the animal, you can sell the animal. The land's going to be there. You
correct.
Can't get rid of
that's
land.
That's what he's saying. That's what he's saying. Let's just do another 2 more minutes of this Tosfos. The yeish mol bakarka, if yeish would help, if there would be such a thing, I'm never getting that land back. Guy has yeish on it. My nafkale mine b'mai de ena nigzelis. Then why is it different? If there's yeish, why is it different? E kodim yeish. If it's before yeish, I feel a hoise nigzelis lokani. He doesn't own it. Filacha yeish, harikona be yeish. If it's after yeish, then he owns it with yeish. Obviously, there's no yeish. Otherwise, karka would be no different. But karka is different. Why? Because it's all tied into yeish. Why? Matmati said, because it doesn't, you see it, it's right there. It didn't change hands, nothing changed. If someone steals someone's iPod, and now he's shipped it off to his cousin in California, where is it? The guy is yeish about that. Exactly. What?
Pretty simple.
Yeah. Okay, you know what, let's finish the Gemara, and then if we have time, we'll go back to that. So here's what Ravuna? Yeah, Ravuna told the Avankari, you don't cut the Hadassim. You let the guy do it. Why? Because maybe the guy stole the land, and Karka is not really an exelus. So what's going to happen? Hilkach, therefore, Ligzizu in who? Let the guy cut the Hadassim. Why? Ki hechi de lahavi yeyush bailim bidihai did who? The yeyush will happen in the guy's on the guy's watch. Why? Because the minute the guy cuts the Hadassim, it's not attached to the ground anymore. Now Chayach Yeish. So the Yeish will happen by the guy, but as we said before in Amud Aleph, Yeish alone won't really give you a possession. You need something else besides Yeish alone. Therefore, Vishini Rishus Bidaychi, and then there'll be a change of possession when you get it from the guy. Let the guy cut it off, step one. The guy gives it to you, step two. Now you have it. Now you own it totally. Now you can sell it to someone else. That's what Ravuna said. Okay?
So according to this concept,
one minute.
If you buy a stolen object, you actually have possession of
correct.
It.
Correct. Now, That what if you knew it was stolen? Here you know, right? If you didn't know, you're an innocent guy.
Right.
What if you knew? You still have possession. Now, I don't know what kind of person that is, but you still have possession. Now, what if you cut it yourself? What if you cut it yourself? What if you cut that dasan yourself? Then the yeush and your kinyan happen at the same time. And therefore you run into a problem of lachem. Right? It's not yours. Right?
I have a problem with the whole example is from a guy.
Right. What do you mean?
The whole different thing of stealing from a guy compared to stealing.
Right, one second. So really the land belongs to a Jew. The guy stole it.
The land belongs to a Jew?
That's what we're assuming.
Yeah.
That's what's going on. The guy said, "Stam guy's a goslin. He stole the land."
That's a bad thing. We know for a fact.
No, we said only if you know. But so if you don't, if you have no, the Rishonim say if you're in a neighborhood and everybody's Jews, there's a presumption maybe he stole it. But if it's like, you know, somewhere in the middle of Kansas, what's a Jew doing?
Because he's talking to the merchants over here. It doesn't seem that he said anywhere that the land belongs to a Jew.
No, we said Stam of the Kachavim goslin, right? Look, yeah. Look at the last Rashi on the page. Vishema osa karka Misrael havi. Maybe that land belonged to a Jew. I'm sorry if I didn't say that. So now what would happen? What would happen if the Jew cut off the Hadassim himself? What would happen? What would happen? If the Jew cut it off himself?
More like
Mitzvah Baba Avera. So no one says that. What would happen if the Jew cut it off himself? There's a Lachem problem. What's the Lachem problem? It's not yours. Why? Because you're a ganef. You're a goslin. You stole it. By you cutting off, you stole it. Have the guy do it. Then he stole it. Right? Then when you get it, shini rishos. What about mitzvah b'avera? Says the, who says it? Says the Meiri. Right. The whole thing's a chashash. You don't know for sure. Maybe he didn't steal it. Maybe he stole it from another guy. Who knows?
Right.
So for that, the mitzvah b'avera, that far we're not going to go. To have him do it because he was lachem. That's already okay. To say mitzvah of avera, we're not going to say that.
You're just hedging your bets.
Exactly. So the Gemara asks, so at the end of the day, ki gozazu avankari, let the avankari cut it. Have yeyush bailim bidaihu. There'll be yeyush when you cut it off, right? Vishini rishus biyadon, and there'll be shini rishus when you sell it to the guy who buys it. So when Stewie cuts it off, there'll be Yeush. And then when he sells it to Mati, the Shini Rishos, what's the big deal? Right? Ask Tosfos, 1 second. Isn't that Yeush Shalom Midas? And Yeush Shalom Midas is not Yeush. You hold like a buyer. It's one of the six cases you hold like a buyer. Yeush Shalom Midas. You don't even know. You're the owner of this field is somewhere in Israel. Who knows where he is? Yeush Shalom Midas. So Tosfos says, no. Yeush Shalom Midas means that when the person finds it, the guy didn't even know he lost it. This is not Yeish Shalom Midas. He knows he doesn't have it. He knows he's been thrown out. He just can't get it back. So the minute it's cut off, it's Yeish. Okay? The minute it's cut off, it's Yeish. So when Stewie cuts it off, it's Yeish. And then when he sells it to the person upstairs in the ladies section, it becomes Shini Rishus. What's the problem with that? The Gemara answers, Lo Tzricha B'Hashan Davan Kivigufayo. No. Stewie's keeping these Adasim for himself. He's keeping them for himself. So then there is no Shini Rishus. Therefore, have the guy do it. And a chanami. If he wasn't keeping them for himself, it would be okay.
I don't get the question. What was wrong with the what was the modest question? So if you guys do a bankri, I didn't get that.
Let the avankari cut it himself.
That's what we're saying.
We said let the guy cut it.
Okay.
Let him cut it. What do you need the guy for? Let him cut it himself. That's change number one. When you cut it, it becomes shina yeush. Then when you sell it to some guy who comes with his kid to buy an esrog, there's shina rishos. So no, he's using it for himself. Velitni b'shinei ma'isa. So why can't he acquire it with a shinei ma'isa? Kasavar lulav ein tzarech eged. Lulav doesn't have to have eged. V'yimtim salomar lulav tzarech eged. And if you want to tell me it does have to, shinei chazal b'yasa who? That's a shinei that can go back. You can undo that. V'shinei chazal b'yasa lo shma shinei. That's not a shinei.
Yeah, just binding with something else. Not a shinei.
Exactly. Velitnoi b'shinei Hashem. What about shinei Hashem? What's the shinei Hashem? Right, the Meikara Havale Asa Bahashta Hoshana. Before it was called an Asa, now it's called a Hoshana. No, Meikari Namila Asa Hoshana Karale. It's called the same thing at all times, and therefore there's no Shina, there's no Shina anything, there's no nothing, and therefore you have no choice. And therefore what? Therefore, have the guy do it. Okay? Alright? Alright, we'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a very good day. Oh, yeah.